Together to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16.
我们来读集中的一些经文。
We'll go through a selected verses within the chapter.
十六章第一节，你要注意亚毕业，向耶和华你神守逾越节，因为耶和华你的神在亚毕业夜间领你出埃及。
Chapter 16, verse 1. Observe the month of Abib and celebrate the Passover of the Lord your God, because in the month of Abib he brought you out of Egypt by night.
第九节，你要计算七七日，从你开镰收割禾稼时算起，共计七七日。你要照耶和华你神所赐你的福，手里拿着甘心祭，献在耶和华你的神面前，守七七节。
Verse 9, count off 7 weeks from the time you begin to put the sickle to the standing grain, then celebrate the feast of weeks to the Lord your God by giving a freewill offering in proportion to the blessings the Lord your God has given you.
13节，你要把禾场的谷、酒榨的酒收藏以后，你要收祝棚节七日。
Verse 13, celebrate the feast of tabernacles for 7 days.After you have gathered the produce of your threshing floor and your wine press.
弟兄姐妹，你知道这些经文告诉我们什么意思吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know what these verses are telling us?
做犹太人真好，有很多公共假期。
Being Jewish, that is quite good as a number of public holidays.
很多天呢。
Many public holidays.
我们新加坡多元种族也不错。
Being a multicultural society in Singapore, we are okay.
所以不但庆祝我们自己的节日，也庆祝其他族群的节日。
So not only do we celebrate holidays specific to Chinese, we also celebrate holidays specific to other cultures.
我不知道世界上哪一个国家是最多假期的，你们知道吗？
I'm not sure what country has the most number of public holidays globally. Do you know which one?
我想啊，如果犹太人照着上帝的话做，他们应该是最多之一吧。
If the Jews actually followed by the word of God, I think they'll probably have with the most number of public holidays globally.
明天是星期一。
Tomorrow is Monday.
什么人一星期一就很 moody 的？
Who is moody every Monday?
There is a term, right, in English. What is that? Monday 什么？
Monday blues.
Monday
blues.
Blues. Oh, okay. Blues. 然后 Saturday night fever. 现在还有吗？
Is this still the case?
那个是我读书的时候，那时候叫做星期六，晚上大家就会发烧了啊，就 hot 起来了。那么对一些希望能够发财的人呢，星期三他们就开始醒来了。
For those who are looking for quick riches, they'll wake up on Wednesdays.
就开始可以下注了。
They can start placing bets.
接下来，那款现在网际网络，你什么时候都可以赌了，对吗？
I guess now the means where you can gamble has many.
今天我们看到的这一段经文，
from the verse that we are studying today,
是牵涉到我们每一天的生活有关系的事情。
It involves our day-to-day lives.
你会发现到说，上帝这么照顾以色列人。
You see that God really takes care of the Israelites.
真的是为他们想。
Really thinks for them.
使他们每一天平常的日子呢，也都是很不一样的。
That indeed they have quite a colorful life on a day-to-day basis.
你今天你会觉得你一年之内每一天都过得快乐吗？
Do you feel that you actually lead a happy life every day of the year?
听说有一个调查新加坡人对于幸福不是很高的这个反应。
I guess there is a recent survey which says that Singaporeans do not rank their happiness very highly.
为什么呢？
Why is that so?
因为我们工作压力很大。
Because our the stress at work is high.
明天是谁的 project deadline 经手？
Who has a project due tomorrow?
还有学生的功课。
Kids' homework.
考不完的事，对吗？
Exams.
然后就是一天又是这样子，每一天又是这样子。
It kind of happens day to day, back to back.
然后礼拜天来到礼拜堂也这样子。
And it, when you come to Sundays to church, it's the same.
10点到11点半就要乖乖坐在这边。
They will have to sit down faithfully from 10 to 11:30 every Sunday.
然后11点45分到12点半就要乖乖再坐在这边。
Then from 11:45 to 12:30, again we have to sit in this hall faithfully.
然后过后呢，要到这个六楼还是七楼，又乖乖在那边坐一个多小时，对吗
？Then after that, we'll again dutifully go back to the sixth or seventh floor and sit there for another 45 minutes.
我听说青年人说，我们拜一到这个礼拜天，天天都一样的。
I've heard from the youth that basically every day for us is the same.
就是 classroom again.
Yeah, just a lot of classroom time.
对啊。
Is that so?
If you want to change, tell Uncle Daniel. 这样的一个所谓 routine, 这样的一个所谓立场的事情
this so-called routine,
我们常常觉得非常的闷。
That we find is quite mundane, it's boring.
我们常觉得这个好像是就是一直在没完没了的事情。
That is endless.
希望今天上帝能够改变我们。
I hope that today God could change that.
为什么上帝要吩咐以色列人要过节日
？So why did God tell the Israelites to actually celebrate festivals？
上帝给他们很多节日。
God gave them a lot of festivals。
这个节日到底要他们做什么？跟要他们怎么过
？Why do they have these festivals and how exactly are they supposed to celebrate these？
那么这十六章里面至少有三种不同的节日。
In this chapter 16, there are three different festivals。
那如果我们仔细的看的话，每一个节日呢，它都很这个内容不一样，做法不一样，当然它的这个意义也不一样。
If we actually study them closely, obviously the nature of the celebrations and how we go about celebrating are very different.
我先从中间那一个讲解。
Now let's start from with the one from the middle.
就是第九节到这个第十二节的这里所说的这个所谓七七节。
This feast of weeks from verse 9 to 12.
那么这个什么节日呢
？What exactly is the celebration？
这个是他们这个开始收割的时候的节日。
And this is the celebration that starts when they first start their harvest.
我们今天是现代化了，所以我们没有这样的一个节日。
We are quite in a modern society today. We do not have this celebration.
但是你知道吗？我们教会从九月这个月份有一个很重要的事情要做的。
Do you know that from the month of September, our church has a very important event?
我们叫做秋季感恩。
I guess it's autumn Thanksgiving festival.
是 autumn, 是秋天，秋季又感恩。
It's autumn and it's about Thanksgiving.
其实这个是跟农业国家、农业背景很大的关系。
And actually, this got a lot to do with the agricultural societies.
那么我们的长辈呢，他们把这个带过来，然后也流传下来。
Our predecessors have taken this over, and we have passed it on as a tradition.
但我们新加坡没有所谓春天、秋天、夏天。
And certainly in Singapore, we have no seasons.
但是这个秋季感恩，或者说这个七七节，它要表示什么
？But what exactly is this autumn Thanksgiving or the Feast of Weeks trying to convey to us?
上帝要他们过这个节日。
That God wants them to celebrate this
festival. 因为他们开始收了从田种的东西所收割了。
Because they have started to be able to harvest the work they have put in.
而且上帝这样子吩咐我们看这个十一到这个特别是十一节，他说：“你和你儿女仆婢，并住在你家里的利未人，以及在你们中间寄居的孤儿寡妇，都要在耶和华你的面前所选择立他名的居所，在耶和华你神面前欢乐。”
Verse 11, and rejoice before the Lord your God at the place he will choose as a dwelling for his name. You, your sons and daughters, your menservants and maidservants, the Levites in your towns and the aliens, the fatherless and the widows living among you.
所以你要注意到这个庆祝呢，不是单单只有那些收割有收成的人。
Just we have to be mindful that this celebration does not just involve the people who have harvest to
也包括那一些没有地位。没有这个物质条件的人。
It also involves people who have no possessions, who do not necessarily have status within the society.
大家想象一下。
Wait, let's try to imagine this.
当整个以色列百姓那个时候大家这样子过日子。
The Israelites as a nation, this is how they live.
有收成的人高兴。
People who have harvest certainly are happy.
没有的人也应该有收成的人呢，他参与也能够分享。
That people who have no possessions also will be able to celebrate together with the ones with harvest.
这里面意义重大，你知道吗？
This is very significant.
有能力的人耕种你，当然你会得着。
Certainly the people who have the capability will be able to get, gain harvest.
那么条件不够或者能力不够的人，你也可以分享到。
Those who are less capable also will be able to participate.
当一个社会是这样子的时候。
That's when society is functioned this way.
不会只剩下说有能力的得，然后没有能力的呢，永远就更糟糕。
It will not mean that people who are capable will get better, and the ones who are not as fortunate will continue to get worse.
最近有一个调查告诉说，新加坡这个穷人跟有钱人的那一个差距还是很严重。
Recently, there's a survey that states that the income gap or the wealth gap has continued to widen.
虽然我们国家国人有很有爱心，常常愿意这个捐钱帮助贫困的人。
Even though Singaporeans are very charitable, continue to be willing to give.
但是因为我们的这个有成就的太大了。
But unfortunately, I think the people with accomplishments
have too many. 所以那个八仙率还是不理想。
So the ratio itself or the gap is still not satisfactory.
但你这里你看到说，上帝要以色列百姓达到的。
This is what God intends for the Israelites.
希望他们不会呢有这样的一个问题。
That they do not have this problem.
也不是说有做没做大家都一样吃，也不是这样。
It's not that people who work and do not work they actually eat the same thing.
也不会呢搞到说只有你有能力的你才能够得到，没能力你就算了。
It doesn't mean that the wealthy will get wealthier and the poor will get poorer.
你看到说这里神的这个设计，神的这个安排是非常的好。
The design and arrangement of God is very good.
但是除非他们愿意这样做。
But only if they're willing to do this.
而他们这样做不是只是一个爱心分享。
Yeah, the willingness to do this is not out of love.
你看十二节，他说你要纪念你在埃及做过奴仆，你要谨守遵行这些律例。
And verse 12 it says, "Remember that you were slaves in Egypt and follow carefully these decrees."
这样的一个这个这样的一个节日本身又是回到神。
And this celebration goes back to God.
再一次想到他们是神救他们出来的。
That they remember that God rescued them.
他们曾经是没有这个前途的。
And they were in the past people with no future.
但是现在他们进到这样一个好的地。
And now they are entering into the promised land.
可以得到这么多的收获。
And they will be rewarded with many good things.
上帝要他们一直纪念这件事。
And God wants them to continue to remember this.
上帝要他们每一年都这样子有这个节日。
And that is a memorial that they have to carry out every year.
所以今天再让一次让我们想一想这个节日。
We think about the notion of celebration.
今天我们一般上我们庆祝什么节日？
What kind of things do we typically celebrate these days?
我们从最小的算起。
Let's start from the.
就是说，我们的那些节日跟上帝没跟神没有关的。
The ones that are totally unrelated to God.
儿童节
Children's Day
妇女节
Women's Day
青年节
Youth Day
母亲节
Mother's Day
父亲节
Father's Day
然后十一月家庭日
Family Day
还有劳动节
Labor Day
好这些但是我们现在呢这些都不跟神有关系了
These are unrelated to God
然后还有你自己的生日
your own birthday.
还有你很多很多朋友的生日。
Birthdays of your many friends.
你朋友的结婚的日子。
Your friends' wedding dates.
你自己的结婚纪念日。
Your wedding anniversaries.
我们整年呢，这些日子也不少。
We have many of these throughout the year.
然后我们也都去过。
We will celebrate these as well.
大概我们都是吃吃再吃。
And we just and we eat a lot of these occasions.
吃到我们很腻了，我们说不要再buffet。不要再自由餐。
That we are so tired of eating that we do not want buffets.
然后想想一些再怪一点的。
Let's do something more exotic.
我们现在只剩一种没有做过。
That's only one thing left that we have not done.
全部大家自己带菜带锅来一起煮。
That we just bring raw materials and just cook together.
可能以后我们的房子的设计要有一个地方给我们这样子的。
Then the design of our homes going forward, we need to have places to do this.
但是如果你回到上帝要以色列人庆祝的方式。
But if we go back to how God wanted the Israelites to celebrate and how to celebrate,
包括最开始时候的那一个所谓逾越节
at the beginning, the festival of the Passover,
然后这个 第三种的就是十三节之后的那个叫做祝棚节。
And the third festival, the feast of the tabernacles, verse 13.
它都有不同的这个意义的。
And they have different significance attached to these.
所以是那个意义不一样，使到这个节日的意义不一样。
It's the significance of the different significance that's important in this context.
对以色列人来说，这些节日就跟他们是谁是分不开的。
That these celebrations and the identity are intertwined.
跟他们经验什么跟分不开的。
What they are commemorating as well are intertwined.
然后呢，也会影响他们呢，会怎么样子接着下来每一天过日子。
And certainly impacts the day-to-day lives from that point on.
逾越节告诉他们，本来他们是没有希望的，他们是会被埃及人这个灭亡的。
The festival of the Passover just reminded them that they previously had no hope and would be destroyed by the Egyptians.
而竟然他们整个国、整个民族还有一个新的希望。
And now the nation as a whole has hope.
那接下来那两个节日呢？告诉他们，不但有希望，他们还能够去到一个这么好的一个地方。
And the next two festivals reminds them that they're actually a better place, getting ready for them.
能够活下来。
They'll be able to live on.
而且还能够有一个很好的日子。
And they'll be able to live in prosperity.
各位弟兄姐妹，如果你翻回这个创世纪
，Brothers and sisters, return back to the book of Genesis.
上帝本来让我们能够在地上能够存活。
That God indeed intended for us to be able to live on earth.
上帝让我们存活。
God intended for us to live.
创世纪给我们看见上帝造人让人存活。
That God created man for us to live.
上帝没有讲说人，上帝为什么造人。
It did not describe why God created man.
圣经很多的时候没有answer why.
And many times the Bible does not give us the answers.
圣经只是讲 what.
It just tells us what God did.
What is creation?
What is creation?
What is human being? What is life? Not why life, why creation? 你们全部都问一些找不到答案的问题。
We often ask questions that have no answers.
他是说人就是存活 ,just be it.
Just note that man has been created.
然后人存活事情是怎么样的？你看第二章，在这个形容这个伊甸园第五节最后一句话说：“神还没有降雨在地上，也没有人耕地。”
Chapter 2, verse 5, towards the back half, and no plant of the field had yet sprung up, for the God had not sent rain on the earth.
所以呢，野地就没有草，田间蔬菜就没有长起来。
So that's why there's no grass on the ground.
然后十五节，耶和华神将人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。
Verse 15, chapter 2, the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to work it and take care of it.
所以现在以色列人进到这个应许地，就好像重新被放在一个像伊甸园这样的一个地方。
So this is analogous to the Israelites now going into the Promised Land, similar to when God put a man in the garden of Eden.
那么上次我们已经讲过，这个地方有很多很多的可能，很多很多的潜能，等待去开发。
We have talked about in the past that this land has a lot of possibilities and potentials for the Israelites.
而当他们开发了，他们耕种，他们得了。
And after they have actually invested and put effort into it,
上帝说你们要过这个庆祝的节日。
And that these are the celebrations that you have to do.
这样你们就不会忘记，那么你们就不会呢失掉这样的一个对这个事情的了解跟看法。
And that men will not therefore forget the understanding and the significance of these issues.
各位弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
我解释圣经的部分讲完了。
The part where I just go through a Bible is complete.
现在是 application.
Now we will talk about applications.
以色列人他们过这个节日的时候
，When the Israelites celebrate these festivals，
就跟他们是谁，跟他们为什么会这样是分不开的。
And it's the identity and why they're here are intertwined and cannot be separated。
然后你今天你想我们
，Let's think about us today。
今天我们过这个公共假期，我们过跟是什么意思
？We have to think about why when we have public holidays. What exactly does that mean？
Oh, thanks God, tomorrow don't have to work。 明天不用工作，就是这样而已。
Just we have a day off, and that's pretty much it.
你看到说，这一个不把上帝算在内的这样的一个世界的了解，真的比较好吗？
Do we think that the concept of the world without God, do you think it's a better world?
我们对节日就 thanks God, 不用工作而已。
Yeah, do we always just thank God for not having to work on a public holiday?
但是如果上帝重新再回到我们的生活里面，
But if God has come back to our lives,
我们重新再看我们每一天的生活跟所谓我们的存活跟上帝是分不开的话，
that we can actually see that our lives and God's lives cannot be separated.
你开始有一种不同的感觉。
I think you have a different feeling.
我希望你明天去到办公室的时候，你是生龙活虎的。
I hope that tomorrow you when you go into the office, you'll be energetic.
你不需要跟其他人一样啊，礼拜一呢都是要呢很闷的。
Don't be like everyone else where you're deadly bored on Mondays.
当你重新看见我们是谁，跟什么叫做生活的时候。
When you look at the issue of who we are and about life.
同时你看到什么叫做工作。
And we look at work.
你重新从上帝这里来看这些事情的时候，你有一个不同的心态。
I think when you look at it from God's perspective, it's a completely separate or different perception.
存活就是上帝给的。
Life survival is what God has given us.
而且是有无限的这个可能跟潜能，让我们去经验，跟让我们能够去拥有的。
And there are a lot of possibilities and potentials for us to explore.
你重新对每一天的生活带着这种不一样的态度。
If we actually go into life daily with this attitude,
你开始每一天，你一张开眼睛你就感恩。
We actually, when we wake up every morning, we wake up with thanksgiving.
正如诗人说，每一天都是新的。
That indeed, when the psalmist says, "Every day is a new day."
没有上帝在我们心中，跟没有上帝跟日子有关系，我们产生不了这个心里面不会充满这种爱、这种感恩的。
Without God in our lives or in our hearts, we'll not be able to have this sort of thanksgiving attitude.
然后你看到说每一天的工作
，We look at our work every day.
是你在使事情、在做事情、在把事情做好、在把事情能够去解决。
That we are looking to solve problems or do things better.
你能够工作，有机会工作，你要感谢上帝。
That we have to be thankful for the opportunity, ability to work.
你不要再看成那个只是一个压力，那个只是一个要求。
That we should not look upon it as a point of stress.
不要单单只是我说。
And not only is a point of stress.
那个是你一个去把事情做好，把事情解决的一个机会。
It's an opportunity for you to solve problems or do things better.
所以你不要再跟你的同事埋怨说，我永远做不完我的工作。
So stop complaining to our colleagues about not being able to finish our work ever.
你有机会去做那些事情，去把事情做出来。
That you have the opportunity to do things, let's finish them.
那个是我们存活本来就是如此的。
That is why how we are supposed to live.
上帝给了我们一个机会，给了我们一种的这个潜能。
That God gave us the opportunity and the capability.
要我们去耕种。
Want us to plant.
去好像这个农夫这样种，然后呢去流汗，但是我们会看到成果。
Similar to what farmers have to do, and we'll see the harvest at the end.
工作不是咒诅，请你不要误会《创世纪》第三章。
Work is not just merely for that.
那个是我们生存就是同时发生的这个事情。
It happens at the same time as life.
你也会从工作那边看到你的成果。
And from work, you certainly will see the fruits of your labor.
你会从你自己努力的这个学业里面，你会得到你看到你的成果。
You see the fruits of what the efforts you've put in.
那个是你可以去做的，那个是你可以去做成的。
And this is something you can control and can do.
所以我希望说，我们有另外一种不同的这个态度。
And that's why I hope we have a different attitude.
同时，我们在办公室里面，我们。换另外一种心态。
That we approach our office or work with a different attitude.
我们也不要把这一种每一天都一样的东西，把它当做这个是没有意义的。
That we do not look at these as mundane, as no something of no significance.
我们不需要说这个立场公式是很糟糕的事情。
That we do not view this as something that's terrible.
或 routine is something is not meaningless. 如果太阳每一天不东东东这个从东下西的。你想这个世界会多乱呢？
If you think that if the sun doesn't rise every day, what do you think will happen to the world?
而你知道吗？这样的事情是上帝每一天都使到事情是这样发生的。
And but this is something that indeed God makes happen every day.
我重新读旧约，我有一个不一样的了解跟你们。
When I'm re-studying the Old Testament, I have a different understanding.
我们过去都以为上帝设计一个很完美的世界，很完美的一个设计。
That God has created something perfect.
然后呢，他就会自动在那边就操作。
That it will kind of work automatically on its
own. 那么会出问题是因为人犯罪。
That when it only when men commit sin that the problems
start to arise. 我现在不同意这种解释。
Now I do not agree with this explanation.
上帝创造了，上帝还是在那边不断创造，而且维持那个次序。
That even though God has created, He continues to be there and actually maintain the order of His creation.
所以连上帝都要做，我们为什么要埋怨呢
？So even though that even has, if God has to do this, why are we complaining?
连主耶稣每一天都没有停止在上帝的右边为我们代求，你知道吗？
That even Jesus has not stopped working for us on God's right hand every day.
所以让我们不要觉得这样的一个立场一直重复的东西是没有意义的。
That we do have to give up on the attitude that being repetitive has no significance.
是的，我们有创新、有创意、有一些不一样，但是不要呢去排斥跟咒诅那个所谓立场。
That we should not just disregard routine, even though we can be innovative at times.
我们都需要这样子照顾立场的，也照顾一种一些很特别的。
And we have to treat both equally as important.
然后你就会看到说，整个生命、整个存活就是那么美、那么和好。
That life indeed is beautiful.
而这样的一个感觉，就只有除非你有上帝的角度，你才会感觉到。
Then you certainly will only feel and see this if you're looking at it from God's perspective.
然后我们开始在公司里面。
Then we start to do this from the office.
我们不要再讲那一些消极的话。
That we do not actually look at it from a negative perspective.
你也不需要 去在公司里面，很变成忽然间非常，热情洋溢，也不需要。
That you do not have to be overly, I guess, enthusiastic in the office.
但是至少你不需要再像过去就是要这么消极。
But you do not have to be so negative as you might have been in the past.
你为着你每一天有的工作，你感谢。
That you thank God for the work that you have to do every day.
你为做你每一天你能够做完的事情，你感谢；为做做不完的，你祈求明天做好。
That we thank God for the things we're able to complete in a day, and things that we cannot, we commit to Him.
然后呢，你给自己一些奖赏。
That we actually reward ourselves.
自己庆祝一下。
We celebrate on our own.
你可以有你自己的这一个庆祝的方式。
This is maybe your mode of celebration.
感谢上帝，让你可以这样子工作，让你能够有这样的这个结果。
That thank God for the ability to work and for the harvest and.
我相信你的焦虑症、你的什么忧郁症、你的什么睡不着觉的问题、你的什么，一定会慢慢就解除掉了。
So I think with this, I think all the issues with depression, insomnia will all go away.
上帝本来给我们的就是一个正常、一个和谐、一个美好的一种状态。
That God, when God first got what He has given us, is something that's normal. It's supposed to be in a harmonious way.
但是今天我们用另外一种方式的时候，我们已经没有办法去看这样子看东西了。
But these days we are not able to look at things from this perspective.
我们要问我们自己。
We look at it from our own.
我们要继续留在这样呢，还是我们重新回到上帝的角度，再重新来看事情？
That do we want to just keep status quo, or do we want to go back to God's perspective and start to do things differently?
当我们重新回到上帝的面前，再看这一切的时候，我们心里面开始有感恩。
That when we return to God and look at it from His angle, I think we'll start to have thanksgiving in our hearts.
我们也可以从学习感恩，然后再持到这样的心态也重新建立起来。
That I think the notion of thanksgiving will reinforce His attitude.
所以为什么主耶稣也吩咐我们要有一个很重要的事情常常要做的
？That God, indeed, why Jesus has reminded us there's something important we have to do very often.
就是圣餐。
There's a Holy Communion.
请大家翻到路加福音第二十二章十九节。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 19.
二十二章十九节。这只有在路加福音耶稣说的，他说。又拿起饼来祝谢，就掰开递给他们说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
Luke chapter 22, verse 19, and he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
纪念我。
In remembrance of me.
这个事情是在逾越节的晚餐做的。
And this event took place during the time of Passover.
耶稣当时跟他的这个犹太门徒在过逾越节。
And he was celebrating the feast of Passover with his disciples.
然后在中间呢，他就说这样子，然后以后是纪念我。
That he, in the middle of this event, he basically said, going forward, this is what you do in remembrance of me.
任何犹太人听到这样的话，都可以用石头打死耶稣的。
Actually, any Jews that heard this could have stoned Jesus.
你知道耶稣犯了一个很严重的错吗？
Do you know that Jesus committed a major error?
他这么大胆把纪念耶和华的这个重要的逾越节说以后这样子纪念他。
That he was saying that indeed what was supposed to be in remembrance of Yahweh is now remembrance of him.
那么什么叫做纪念？
You know, what does the remembrance mean?
纪念不是这边在那边想，大家静静的，然后我跟弹很美的音乐，或者有人在那边现唱，这样我们可以在那边想，不是。
It's not about kind of what we do on a monthly basis.
是说我们再一次知道我们为什么我们今天在这里。
That is all about just remembering exactly why we are here today.
到底耶和华上帝是谁？
That who exactly the Lord is?
借着主耶稣又为我们做了什么？
What did Jesus do for us?
跟又会为我们做什么？
And what will he do for us?
跟我们现在我们跟他有什么关系？
That what is our relationship?
然后我们的生活是什么意思？
What is what's the meaning of our lives?
这是整个圣餐要表达。
This is what the Holy Communion is all about.
他把我们指向整个上帝所有的事情。
It points us to what God is all about.
而使到我们重新我们的看法想法不一样。
That it helps us to change our perspectives and our views.
如果你决定做这样的一个转换，
If you decided to do this change,
明天就不再是一个消沉的日子。
That you stop being a depressed person on Mondays.
而如果你不愿意做这样的一个改变转换，
That if you're willing to do this change,
你照样是像一般人这样看日子。
That you basically would be treating every day like everyone else.
你也用一般人的心态过日子。
And you live the every day like everyone else.
但是上帝是要让我们有一种不同的心态，也有一种完全不一样的感受，也一种不同的这个体会。
But God wants us to live life with a different attitude and a different experience.
如果我们重新想到，原来我们全部跟上帝是分不开的。
If we actually remember that we are not or cannot be separated from God.
正如以色列人知道，他们之所以到了迦南地。
And indeed, it's just when the Israelites were about to enter in the Promised Land.
秋天收割的时候。
During the autumn harvest.
他们不能忘记他们为什么会得到这个。
They cannot forget as to how they get there.
他们一定要用这样的感恩节来这个上帝面前来感恩。
That they indeed have to go through or use this celebration to remind themselves as to how they got there.
因为时间的关系，我没有足够的。同时，他们庆祝的方式也不一样。
That the means of celebrating these three festivals are different.
这个我留给你自己想。
That I'll leave it up to you on your own.
你想想你庆祝生日的方式。
Think about how we celebrate our birthdays.
你结婚的方式。
Our weddings.
跟一些庆典的方式。
That other festivals.
你能够表现出跟上帝有关系吗？
Can we actually show the relationship with of those with God?
而这样的话又怎么使到我们呢？那个意义呢是不一样。
That it actually changes the significance of these events to us.
这是更美更好的事。
This is important.
这个不是一个这个难为我们的这样的事情。让我们呢用心好好的来这个过这个庆典。
Yeah, let's focus on celebrate this.
直到我们每一年每一个时刻，我们都深深的感觉到我们在上帝的爱和一种不同的一种生活的方式跟生活的体会里面。
That we'll be able to experience God in our lives through these festivals on a recurring basis.
希望你明天生龙活虎呢去上班去上学。
I hope that tomorrow you'll be energetic when you go to school or go to work.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。我们现在才能明白，为什么保罗说，凡事谢恩，常常祷告。因为我们的时间空间都是从你而来。我们在时间空间里面所做的事也是从你的角度来了解，而我们就只能够真的凡事感恩， 凡是在时空间里面发生的事，都有主你美好的心意，也来自于主你美善的旨意。我们因此可以用感恩的心去面对，去把它做完，去把它做好。我们谢谢你，让我们每一天可以带着喜乐的心过日子。你重新在我们生活当中，是我们所尊崇、所敬仰的。祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。我们这时候。